Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The third baseman, Herb Plus. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Ossie Alvarez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is hit by the pitch. Lemon moves to second. Ken Aspromonte pinch runs for Rocky Bridges. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Aussie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte now playing second base. Aussie Alvarez now playing shortstop. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a line drive towards short. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 1 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maxwell. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Maxwell steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarez hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's Tigers, 2, Senators, 2. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-2 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plus juggles the ball. That's an error on Plus. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive towards the mound. Ramos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-2 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramos is called out on strikes. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-3 in the game. Plus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost now playing third base. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos juggles the ball. That's an error on Ramos. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 2. the Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers strikes out. 1 out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell throws the ball into Bowling, who tags Courtney, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel strikes out. 1 out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Frank Larry. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Francona moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. Dick Hyde now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Virgil strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.